And welcome back, spooky people. This is That Spooky Life. I am your host, Miranda, and as always, I am happy that you have decided to join us this week on our spooky slide into the in-between. We, of course, have a spooky show for you today. How many times can I say spooky within 24 or 26 seconds? Spooky, 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 spooky. Today, we will be reading a listener story from Friend of the Show 13. We have a personal witchy tip for the day, and my personal story is actually an interesting one that happened very recently. I was napping on the couch because I was exhausted between Thanksgiving and Yule this year. 2020 was honestly exhausting for all of us. I was not unique in that experience. And I don't normally personally decorate for Christmas until the day after Thanksgiving, and it comes down New Year's Day. It's the way my grandmother used to do it and how my mom always did it. But 2020? The Christmas cheer was needed the week leading up to Thanksgiving, and full disclosure, my tree is still up currently. I was laid off from my 13-year career 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. 2020 was getting the last licks in while it could, as it were. I haven't talked about this really on the podcast yet. I mentioned that my focus had sharpened recently last week, but not necessarily the ins and outs of it, and I figured it was probably time. I was trying to settle all of that new change into my mind and come to terms, as well as figure out what now. While I am doing better, I'm fine even, and I'm working towards newly set goals, it is important for this story to understand where my head and heart and energy were at the time, and it was not in a great place. I was shaken, I was completely off kilter, and honestly scared for the future, rushing around like a chicken with my head cut off trying to figure out what I was going to do, how I was going to pay bills, how I was going to feed my little one, what was going to happen. I don't mind change, but the anxiety of sudden, unexpected, by the way, now you have this security ripped away. I don't think anybody likes that. And that meant that my energy was prickly and scattered, unfocused, basically not what it should be to keep up and refresh and maintain the wards and things that I do dynamically to prevent stagnation and keep them working in my house the way I like it to be and not oogie with stagnant energy and keep all of the unwanted wandering spirits out. So I was wrapping presents, and I was making things for the youngest members of my family, and through the stress and anxiety and constant, gotta feel like I'm doing something motion, I had full-on exhausted myself. I lounged on the couch, partially sitting, partially laying, and turned on YouTube on the TV and kicked back for a minute just to turn my brain off and focus on something of no consequence that might make me laugh, just so I didn't have to think for a little while. And I ended up falling asleep. And when I say I ended up falling asleep, I don't mean like I ended off dozing off and like the dog's nose could have woken me up. No, I fell the fuck asleep. I was out like a light, just like a stone on that couch. And something that woke me was odd. I heard the words, "Help me," whispered literally against my ear, and it startled me awake. And it was one of those, like, loud stage whisper, I felt my hair move kind of thing. And it was like the, help me. At first, I didn't think anything of it. My hubs has been amazing this whole time, ever since I lost my job. He knows how I have been impacted by the stress of the job loss and the holidays, and he had been doing little things to try and snap me out of it, make me laugh, or distract me. For example, a few days before, I had been sitting and editing this very podcast, an earlier episode, obviously, with my headphones in, and I started hearing some, like, hissling, gurgling, like, stereotypical, like, ghosty noises from the horror movies, like the... I started hearing that over my headphones, and it confused me. So I took out my earbuds, and I heard it louder. And I look to the door and I see a full-on shadow figure just standing there making this noise, only to realize that it was my husband and he had been standing there making that creepy-ass noise the whole time and was just like backlit by the bathroom light. Not a shadow man, not a ghost, just my husband standing there for like 5 minutes until I finally noticed him making dumb noises. And he busted out laughing when I startled because, like, I turned and saw a shadow man in my door making a horrible noise. And then I realized. But so, like, I did the jump start thing and I became, like, just, like, cursing him and being like, you and your stupid Spider-Man bathrobe. Like, he was just busting out laughing. But it distracted me and it was a stress release thing and it was good. So he'd been doing things like that. And when I heard, "Help me," whispered against my ear, I startled awake, turned my head, and reached out with the intent of grabbing my husband to shake him and tell him that he didn't get me that time. I figured out it was him. Only to grab nothing and almost fall off the couch because I had expected an impact where there was none. And I realized that the very real, tangible, something tickled my ear that I thought had been breath, voice, had no physical source. And again, my heart skipped a beat and I did like the jump startle thing. I started taking in my surroundings. Dog? No. Dog was asleep 6 feet away on her bed. Also, it was a very clear, "Help me." It was articulated. It was words, not a misheard dog snuff against my ear. No one was near me. The kiddo was asleep, and it was a grown male voice, so it wouldn't have been the kiddo anyway. So I got up and I went to find my husband. He was in his office with his sound-canceling headphones on and had not realized that I had fallen asleep on the couch. So I sat back in the living room, closed my eyes, and tried to open myself up to see what needed help after I did some centering. Nothing answered, though. Nothing in the house felt out of sorts, and try as I might, I could not recall what I had been dreaming about. I know there was a dream that happened, but to this day here currently as I am recording, I have no memory of any of it, no details, nothing. The voice in my ear was so real and so jarring as it woke me from a dead sleep that any vague details I would have remembered are gone. And I've not heard anything since, so no idea who or what needed help, but maybe they'll come back at a time that I can actually do something and not just panic and flail before I can see exactly what they need help with. But that is my spooky story for the week. Do you like spooky, supernatural, and darkly fantastical things? Are you a fan of horror with maybe a slight touch of romantic tension and a healthy dose of mystery? Then Stories from the Mind of author Diana Brock may be just what you're looking for. Right now, That Spooky Life listeners are being offered an exclusive discount at www.abernathybooks.com. Use promo code SPOOKYSIDE, all one word, to receive 15% off your entire purchase of $25 or more. Shop books, face masks, and the newest edition of t-shirts for your favorite book titles while supporting independent authors and creators. That's promo code SPOOKYSIDE, SPOOKYSIDE, all one word, for 15% off your entire $25 or more purchase, just for being spooky friends of the podcast. And dive in to even more paranormal and supernatural creations at AbernathyBooks.com. And don't forget to tell them you were sent from the spooky side. Which, as you know, brings us to our listener story for the week. And this week we have another no-doubt spooky submission from friend of the show 13. And today, 13 writes about a story. And today, 13's story is entitled Chilly Winds Lost in the March. Marsh. 13 writes, "There's a small nature preserve I walk my mother's dog at, not far from her house in a heavy farming area. Trees fill winding hills dotted between marshland, with various trails labeled for the casual hiker to know the distances they could go. On one chilly November day, snow layered over dark fallen logs and thick brush, we wandered one of the longer trails that passed the creek that slowly winds through half of the land before dissipating into the marsh. Riggs thought he was being funny. The long-legged horse of a dog enjoyed running up and down the paths even when the hazards to the person tied to the other end of his leash might be possible. Rushing through, we came to a part of the path that crossed a ridge too easy to slip down if the way might be icy. The woods usually had a peacefulness about them, an untouched piece of land that felt like home. But crossing over the ridge, I thought I saw a blur of pink and blue over the side, like a lost piece of clothing. Adjusting my eyes to focus away from my thoughts and into the world, I instead was met with a wave of vision, seen but not with one's eyes. A little girl in a pink and blue winter jacket, complete with pom-pom-topped knit hat and gloves, standing there in the bare branches, snow and leaves below me. She reached up towards me, but with no urgency or stress. And then, it was gone. Because of how I psychically perceive things, it's not always clear to me whether the vision is from the past or the future. I very rarely see human spirits as much as I sense them in other manners. So the first question in my mind is always, is this an imprinted memory in the space? I still see the splashes of color over the jacket and clothing details perfectly. I know she had light brown hair and had to be 6 or 7. That entire day, I worried that it might not be something from the past, but the future, and some little girl would be stuck out in the cold in a thick marsh and no way to climb up. I walked the same path a couple of weeks later once the snow had melted some, and I never saw it again. But I always thought about it. 13. Wow. Yeah, I would feel very similarly to that. Like, both as someone with psychic sensitivities and a child, that is very impactful. And I hope that it was the past. And I hope that she was okay. And that was a situation where she had reached up and was saved from what could have been a very scary situation. And that's how I choose to believe in my little corner of reality that story ended. Yes, that is how that happened. Nod and smile with me. Yes. Excellent. Well, 13, thank you for sharing another spooky story with us. And good job getting under my skin with this one. Congratulations. I'm going to remember this one for a little while. So that is our listener story for the week. Which inevitably brings us to our witchy tip for the week. And our witchy tip this week is one that I thought long and hard about because it was going to be kind of a difficult concept to touch on if you weren't already familiar with it. And I want to be as approachable in this to people who are familiar with it and unfamiliar with it if you have read books on it or never heard of it in your life. And I'm going to be using a term that is probably misused in some contexts, but I'm going to explain. The name of my witchy tip today is a Lord of the Rings reference, and it is Not All Who Wander Are Lost. And how this is our witchy tip is find your dharma. Easier said than done. Dharma is the idea of your cosmic role in this incarnation, and finding your dharma means figuring out what that is, and following your dharma means playing that part, fulfilling that role. So, for example, if you search and search and search and figure out that you are meant to be an author, well, writing your books, getting it rolling, figuring out what you need to do. If you are meant to be a teacher, be it a music teacher, an English teacher, a spiritual teacher, an art teacher, a college professor, like whatever it is that you're passionate about, as long as you are fulfilling the dharmic role of teacher in some way, then you are following your dharma. And there's a lot to dharma, and I urge you to look it up if you are interested in it, because I will absolutely butcher most of the descriptions that I try to make unless I just read it directly from a source, and I was unable to find one that I was happy with before recording this evening. So, it's basically finding your cosmic role to follow it. It is not predestination. It is merely the path that you walk, in theory, that is easiest because it is what you are here to do. And it can suck. And it can be hard to find it. And there may be people who come in and out of your life. This is where I came to the Lord of the Rings reference, not all who wander. Sometimes people wander into your lives to teach you a lesson. And they don't know that they're going to teach you a lesson. They have no idea. They either know that they, you know, come to like you and want to be your friend, or I don't like that dude, or whatever. And sometimes they wander out just as quickly, or it takes years and they leave more painfully. And then some people come into your lives that you didn't necessarily think about it as a fortuitous moment when you're like, oh, okay, cool. Well, it's nice to know this person. And then they become a profound influence in your life, or they just say something at just the right time that explodes your mind into kittens and rainbows and nuclear explosions of glitter that you go, oh, oh, oh. And all they did was say one little thing, not even realizing how profound it would be. So finding one's dharma can be a lifelong endeavor. It really can be. You may never figure it out, but even in trying, you're doing better. And you can find fulfillment in that as well. But also, remember that other people have dharma as well. And though they come in and out of your lives, sometimes holding grudges, sometimes letting those things blind you, or at least distract you, or even letting those things fester inside your heart, is less beneficial. Even if someone, and I'm not saying like forgive and forget, I'm just saying sometimes it is somebody's role to be the jerk in your life so that you can just learn what you don't need, what you don't want in your life. And sometimes realize you may be that asshole. I know I have been. Sometimes I realized it after the fact. And while many cases, there's not a lot of things I can do about it, a couple of them, I hold some regrets over insofar as I wish I could apologize. If I had known then what I know now, I appreciate the lessons that may have been learned, whether I know them or not, but I know it wasn't pleasant at the time. And that's okay. It's not great, it's not fun, it's not good, but it's okay. Because those lessons were necessary for me, and hopefully if there was a life lesson there for them, they became better people and happier for it. Maybe not. Maybe I was just forever the villain in that situation. And there may come a time where you're forever the villain. And there will always be villains in your life. But finding one's dharma, finding the path that you are supposed to walk, is not always a pretty one. Sometimes it takes us meandering over a lot of mistakes in order to find what that right path is. So at the end of the day, I guess, long story short, not all who wander are lost. Seek your dharma and your cosmic role and be forgiving to others and also to yourself in the process, because it's not always a pretty one. And that is our witchy tip for the day. Thank you to 13 again for a wonderful spooky story that I am trying to brain bleach out of my head now because I am profoundly sad. And it was fine. It was fine. It was a pest, and it had a happy ending. That is what I believe. If you have a spooky story that you would like to share with the podcast, please send it to thatspookylifepodcast@gmail.com. If social media shenanigans and fun times is your bag, I have links and usernames in the description of the episode that you are welcome to follow and come join the spooky shenanigans online. And until next week, I hope that you all are safe. I hope that the new year is treating you well. Do not forget to keep living that spooky life, my spooky friends, and I will talk to you then. Bye!